Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
All right, so coming up in a few minutes, we will get to who said it. But TJ, I need you to settle something. I heard that god-awful promotion for Cash the Ticket where Jim sounds like he's talking from inside of a toilet paper roll.
Yeah.
All episodes, Evan, they are up, correct? NFL episode, college episode, those are up wherever you get your podcast. New episode of the 5-Star Zone as well. And the kickoff show with Boomer Esiason should be up at like 5 o'clock or 6. TJ, I need you to settle something, though.
What's up?
Did you hear what Cookies did the other day on the morning show?
Oh, actually, are you talking about the fantasy football?
Yeah, I wanted you to weigh in because you were sitting right next to me. And I don't feel like I did anything wrong other than take advantage of Jim's arrogance and stubborn nature. He tried to paint me out that somehow I bullied him into paying $72 for Saquon Barkley. No, I didn't. I just knew his stupid ass wouldn't let go.
Well, I guess I'll play the middle here, but you definitely bullied him. But no, he didn't have to take what you were throwing out. I mean, we could tell, hey, you wanted Saquon. We all wanted Saquon, dude. Who wouldn't want Saquon on their team this year? We all think it's going to be great.
TJ,
no, Mike, I don't think you bullied him. I just think he probably made the fatal mistake, which I've done before because we're in the same fantasy league, of letting Mike know what I'm thinking. And, Mike, sometimes you will use that against guys. So,
okay, but TJ.
I've made that mistake before. Rico and Jim, you know what? He had to learn the hard way. But, no, he had a choice. Okay, he made the wrong choice.
But you knew Mike hates Saquon. He was never going to take Saquon.
He's only driving
up the price.
Yeah, but listen, I mean, you get to a point in these fantasy drafts where they're dynasty leagues and you have salary caps to where – if you're making a bid that high, you got to be willing to pay for it. And I think Mike secretly wanted Saquon, but I think he also knew that Costa was so stubborn that he was going to do whatever it took to get him. And Mike, I wouldn't say bullied, but yeah, Jim
took advantage of stupidity.
Rico, I think we got halfway through the draft. I looked at Mike and I just nudged him and I said, look at Cookies right now. He looks like a wet, beaten dog. That's been out in the rain for 4 days and hasn't had anything to eat. His kid looks like he is just done. He's got no energy left. And he just looked done. And I wouldn't say bully. I think Mike played the game. And you know what, Cookies? I think he had to learn the lesson the hard way. But no, Mike,
that
I don't think you did anything wrong.
Part. The funniest part is when TJ taps me and we look over and you would have thought like Jim just got a text that like his Aunt Rita got hit by a car. Like he looked totally emasculated.
He looked shell-shocked. He looked absolutely shell-shocked. He was just staring at the lights in this office that we were in. He was just staring at the ceiling. He was
TJ,
gone.
It's like this. If I'm going up against Mike and let's say I'm trying to get Brock Purdy, I know how he feels. I'm like, no. Mike, you know what, Mike? Congratulations. He's your quarterback because you're going to cut him because you're just doing this just to get under my skin. Yes!
But you have to agree here, guys. This is the issue. Jim hates to be wrong more than he likes being right. He has a flaw in him. He is just like, no, I'm going to show you. And I'm like, look at this dope. He's up here spending $70 for this guy. And I even waited until the auction was about to expire, and I went, boop.
Yeah,
and I just kept just jabbing him.
Mike waited, and I thought I had him. And then he jumps in and says, 71.
Yeah. But here's the question.
I mean, hey, listen, Mike, I'm not trying to take a shot at you. The one thing I've learned over my years is Italians are all the same. And, Mike, I think you could have just self-describe yourself as well there, buddy. Like, you hate to be wrong more than you love to be right, too. So,
hey, it's just God, I feel like that was an ethnic shot.
That's not a shot. It's just,
I'm kidding. I don't care. I do not care. Hey, can you do me? Thank you, Heather. Guys, do me a favor. Can you pull the part where TJ says Italians are all the same? Gonna need that.
So, Mike, how mad would you have been if you had to spend $71 on Saquon Barkley? That's the real question that hasn't been asked.
I wouldn't have. TJ's right. I would have taken him.
Exactly.
He's on the best offense in football.
There's
I would have
part
taken
of you that
him.
Wanted okay. him.
I didn't want him as much as I just wanted to burn Jim to the ground.
But it wouldn't be like one of those where you're sitting there like, oh, man, I just hit on. I had a 20, and I thought it was an ace there, and I hit on a 20.
Now,
I
just Evan's had got idea. A good point, because if Costa looked at Mike and said, you know what, 70, you know, middle finger, you take him, Mike probably would have been like, okay, fine. I'm totally fine having him on my team.
Yeah. Right? I would have been okay. So, yeah. It wasn't my desire as much as – TJ, you have to understand this. Jim behind the scenes is so smarmy, and he is so smug about stuff. And, I mean, all I had to listen to in the run-up to this damn draft was how good he was, how he was going to – you know, oh, TJ's a bitch. I'm going to bully him. I got more cap space. And he's like, well, your team will be out of it. I'll just trade for all your best players. I was like, oh, okay, MF. And it don't mean my friend. I said, here's what we're going to do. I know exactly what you're trying to do. He sat there in one of his little off-brand sweatshirts, and I knew he was waiting on Saquon. I knew it. And when the golden goose descended from the ceiling, and I went, okay, now watch this. And I knew his pride wouldn't let him let go. It was the most satisfying piece of the draft.
So how long did you sit on this? Because a few days before, you guys cut a podcast for Cash the Ticket, and you sat there and just – ragged on him about that the Eagles' offensive line was not going to be as good as you think.
I set him up.
Saquon, he's busted. His legs are like Forrest Gump in those braces. Magic legs. But you had this set up for like a week.
Much
it
like,
was the long game.
Hey, you hear it in one of the political ads. I think it's one of the ads. I think it's Trump who's saying revenge takes time. I just needed, it's like TJ at his palatial estate. You plant the seeds for the lawn to grow lakeside. You just, it takes time. I had to craft the caper. But TJ's not wrong. I would have taken Saquon.
Okay.
But the delight, it was a win-win. So, I knew I could bully Jim into a spot, and his smugness wouldn't let him let go.
Well, he was and it's good man. That it wasn't me, because he has no pettiness to him. The pettiness in me would have come. I mean, you know what? Let this guy take him at $71.
Evan, he looked like Andy Dufresne crawling through that mile of, you know, junk.
I mean, him just walking through
the end and just standing there staring him around, like
him walking through the office on Monday. He looked like Eeyore, like.
And then the best part, he takes his morning show to try to curry sympathy, and the ticket texters were just bombing him.
Yeah, like, did you not know who Mike was? Did you not see this coming? Like, seriously, Costa,
he's got to learn to keep his damn mouth shut, Rico.
But, Mike, at this point, you know what? He's yours. I know how you feel about him. Good luck. He's yours.
Oh, it's just so funny because he got played so bad. He's like, I don't know. Man. What's that, monkey? Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That's what he was.
No. That was Jim and his stupid pizza slice sweatshirt.
71. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I thought I'd get it for 60.
And what I kept doing in the run-up, too, is Jim would try to go up by a dollar, and I would just punk him and be like, oh, 62. No, how about 65? And then he's like, 66. And I'm like, try 70, bitch. Like, I was feeding the machine. And then he's like, oh, no.
Thanksgiving.
All right, listen. TJ, thank you for weighing in on it. It's been something I've wanted to ask you about all week.
Oh, I've been thinking about it all week. It was entertaining. Oh, I loved it.
You hitting my leg and going, dude, he looks like an effing wet dog. Moment of the draft for me. Because like then we looked
daddy.
Over.
It was like mommy and daddy fighting at the dinner table, and you're just watching like, oh, no.
Yes.
I don't know which side to take.
Yes.
Oh, boy, they're mad at each other. I don't know.
It was so good. TJ and I look over. It's like Night at the Roxbury. We were synchronized head bobbing. And then there's Cookies wanting to light the table on. That. Thank you. It does. I had to lay the seeds. All right. Let's get to who said it. We got a ton more football to talk about today. TJ with us for another segment. All up next, 97.1.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
All right, it's Friday. We do it every time, every week at this time. It's the most difficult damn game in the world. TJ joins us for it. It is time for Who Said It. And David, you know you're going to have to add Dono to that list after Doug's performance today.
Yeah, we'll get to that eventually. So you guys ready?
Okay, TJ, take it easy. Let's play the game.
I'm going to have to turn this board off in a second.
No, don't take the big man's joy. He loves operating the soundboard. Go ahead.
All right, number one. We felt like we were rooked, but Ben Wallace became the cornerstone of a team that won a championship and so beloved here. And on this trade, Goff wasn't the prize. The prize was the draft picks.
Oh, dear. That sounds rather dramatic. TJ, you want to take first run?
No. I don't want to be the guy to say, can you repeat that right off the bat?
I'll repeat it.
I'd rather have somebody else take
it. Say it. The goofballs at the spelling bee do it all the time.
I'm just trying to figure out what the context of this. David, just give it one more time.
I will repeat it. We felt like we were rooked, but Ben Wallace became the cornerstone of a team that won a championship and so beloved here. And on this trade, Goff wasn't the prize. The prize was the draft picks.
Who would speak like that?
Oh,
my goodness, yeah.
I'm kind of getting what it
like Karshian vibes. I don't know why.
Okay,
but.
See, I was leaning towards, like, that is, that sounds like Jim Costa. It just
rooked?
Sounds.
We got rooked? Who says
who
that?
Says, dude, yeah, who says that? Is David everybody eligible?
Yes, everyone is eligible.
Okay. Jim uses big words all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he's your disciple. You would know him better than we do.
Don't put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
I'm going to take a shot in the dark and just say Karsh. I think he would lean back to, you know, Ben Wallace in the early 2000s Pistons. Yeah, shot in the dark, I'll go Karsh.
All right.
I like the rook, Mike. But you know what? I'm getting more of a Rieger. This sounds more like Rieger just because he loves bringing up stuff in the past all the time.
But rooked? Rooked.
He reads.
Seems like a journalism word.
That's what I was thinking, too, because could that be like Wojo being a journalist on the air type of deal? That was had the cadence of a
propagandist,
journalist.
Maybe. A journalist? Little. He cashed in those chips years ago.
The rooked thing, though, is really what's throwing me. I think I might join you in Costa.
Lock in, everybody. Yeah, I'm going to go Costa. I don't think I got it right, but immediately when TJ asked David to repeat it, it just felt Costa-esque.
He does have an old soul. I got to say Wojo. I had to look up the term rooked. I've never even heard that before.
Okay.
I know.
Can I make a quick change, Evan? I'm with you. I'm going Wojo. I'm just getting Wojo vibes. And he uses the word prize a lot, too. You know, just
who's the
TJ,
prize?
TJ, you can't be serious in a completely unserious game. Yes, you can change your pick.
All right, I'm changing.
So we got a couple of Wojos. I'm going with Cookies. Are you going Rieger?
I'm going to go Rieger.
You're going to go Rieger. And Kenny, you're going
Costa.
One more time?
Jim.
Costa. David, who said it? Unbelievable. TJ talked himself out of the right pick.
Oh, my goodness. That's the worst mistake I've made in months. I can't believe it.
Dono. All right, let's go
Evan,
to number
shut
two.
Shut up, dude. You're changing my mind. Shut up, Evan.
Oh, that brought me joy when you changed your mind, TJ. All right, next up on the list.
Where's the Dono drop? TJ, did you hear that today?
Dono?
He's not Donovan Edwards. He's
The old. He's not good enough to have a nickname, all right?
I thought he was the Don.
Oh, we'll hear that about 1,000 times.
More than 11 yards to have a nickname, buddy.
Don't worry. I'm sure old Gus has been using Austin Powers' pump all week for this game.
It's gold.
All right, I'm going to read number two here. When you did it last year with JJ, I think it was more effective because JJ's a good quarterback. When you do it with Davis Warren, you just know Alex Orji's coming in to run the ball.
TJ Lang.
Oh, man, can David go same show with Gator? I feel like with the when you do it, that's more of a opposing view.
So that would rule Doug and John out?
Yeah, that would rule Doug and John out. So I'm going with Gator, Mike, Evan. Well, Evan, I don't know if you count, buddy. But
oh, my God.
I don't count.
Man, could Rico have said that? I'm kind of getting Rico vibes. Rico, you're going to have to back me up on this one. I think that's something you would say. I'm going to go with Rico. And I'm going to lock this one in. I'm not changing my damn mind this time.
All right, that's it. You're locked in. I won't let you change. It's Rico. All right, let's go to Kenny.
I think it's the co-host of Middays. I think Kang said this.
I was kind of agreeing with Kenny. He said a lot without really being definitive. Like, we all know that it was different with JJ out there.
No way.
I'm going to say Kang as well.
All right. I mean, Rico, where are you at with it?
I was Kang.
Come on.
No. That's what I was going to tell TJ. I don't think that it was me, but you stopped it. And so
I don't think we said it. Like, I know you and I have said similar stuff, but Kenny's conviction, the only thing he feels stronger about is booze.
Hold on, David, one more time.
When you did it last year with JJ, I think it was more effective because JJ's a good quarterback. When you do it with Davis Warren, you just know Alex Orji's coming in to run the football.
Could it be Jansen?
No, because that's kind of critical.
Yeah, and he would have said when we did it last year.
Yep, going Kang.
All right, Kang it is. I'm not fighting this. This is a tidal wave of Kang. let's roll. Honestly, if you can collect it, he'll talk about it. All right, let's go. Who said it? Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Sorry, guys. That's on me. I'll put that one on me.
Kenny, you had such conviction.
And he listens to that show so intently every single day.
Yeah, you can tell. All right, let's go to number three.
Number three, Michigan State got a good result in week one. Did it look pretty? Absolutely not.
Well, I know that's not you two.
Oh, yeah, man. That would not be me.
A good result. That seems like Gator.
I was going to say, I'm locking in Gator here.
Because nobody's saying that was a good result.
Yeah, that sounds condescending. I think that's like a Wojo
that
take.
I thought that too.
I think that's a Woj take. Like,
he got the result.
Did it look pretty?
What do you want?
But
you
it's a good result.
Yeah. See, I'm thinking the same thing, except for I'm thinking that's Jansen.
Oh, like the backhanded compliment.
Yeah. You got your win. It was a good result.
Nice little win you got there.
Was anybody watching you Friday? Yeah, good result. You got
TJ, you know John more than anybody. You tell me.
No, I don't. Mike, all right, I'll throw it back on you. Could that be cookies?
Wow.
Oh, condescending cookies.
Could it be condescending cookies? You got the result. Was it pretty? No.
But yeah, I love how when we're trying to be condescending, we all go into like T-Pain auto-tune Wojo mode. What do you want? I want to hear it one more time, and I'll lock in. This is difficult.
Michigan State got a good result in week one. Did it look pretty? Absolutely not.
Oh, I'm changing to Jansen.
Damn.
I'm going to go John.
Because it's such a backhanded compliment.
I'm going to go John because I think Woj would have done something stupid. Like, you know, Sparty looked good Friday.
Little Spartans.
That was the best game they're going to play all year. Can I add something to this, though? Because I actually am figuring it out. David likes to body bag Gator in this game a lot. So us all playing the insult game leads back to Gator. So I'm going to lock in Gator.
Dude, I'm going to change real quick.
I think I'm going John because I think if that was a Michigan State fan, they would have been like, I was disgusted. They got lucky to win. I think that's a Michigan fan saying
Kenobi.
Didn't look good. You know what? You guys talked me into it. I'm going John because he uses absolutely more than anybody on the show.
All right, David, who said it?
Oh, who's that?
I'm filing. I'm filing a grievance.
How
can you include him?
Yeah, who?
Everyone is eligible.
Yeah, who was that, David?
That was Mark Ryan.
That was
who?
Who? Hold on. Who?
Sound like Wojo had a cold.
Mark Ryan.
Mark Ryan?
David did us dirty. That's dirty. That is dirty.
David said everybody was eligible.
That's on us. You're supposed to be a man of God.
You're
just a God.
I'm guessing Jeremy Otto next is what I'm going to do.
I'm going Brian Chapman next.
Here's why I did it, because I wanted to introduce now this drop from John. If it plays. Here we go.
Jeez, I don't even think we need context.
Oh, my God.
All right, so that just opened up a whole door then. Like, we can guess Caputo. We can guess Brian Chapman. Like, everybody's
But it makes the game so difficult. It's hard enough to do the weekday day parts. Now, I mean, wait.
You're going to be doing Lions pre and post show.
I know.
Jeremy Otto's going to be in this next.
Yeah. You know, hey, here. Who am I? Who said it? Hey, up next in the Glee Act this season, I'd like to lock in Jeremy Otto.
Let me give you a real quick one to finish it off here.
Dono.
Sounds like your Saturday night.
This is between Rieger, his loudness for an extended period of time, or Kenny, because he smells.
Sheesh. I heard this one. I know who said this.
Wait, what? That was...
Wait, say that again about Kenny smelling.
This is between Rieger, his loudness for an extended period of time, or Kenny because he smells.
It's got to be Wojo.
Oh, my God.
Wojo would not say that, would he?
Yeah, I could see him trying to be funny.
I'm not giving anything away.
Oh, man.
I mean, Kenny and I break each other's balls a lot, but that's tough, man. Jesus.
Can I kind of guide the train a little bit?
Yes, please.
Who's been known recently for insulting this show?
Jansen.
This show,
yeah. Jansen
Milliken?
Hates you guys.
Yeah.
Because
we speak the truth and because we don't have a logo on our paycheck like he does, he can keep it moving if he wants to go down that
road. I'm going
to
guess Tom.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
Because Tom, yeah, he'd be like, oh, it's in good fun.
Who doesn't like free wings? Tom? You think Tom's going heel turn and just
and then he went ha 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 ha.
Right.
And nobody it's all else a joke.
Ha ha. Here's the grenade. Whee.
All right. Let's go with Mr. Clear.
Yep. He cut the laugh. There was a laugh.
Where was the loud laugh at the end? Did you cut that out?
Wow.
I did cut that out.
Wow.
Hilarious.
Wow.
True knee slapper there, Tom. Crickets, buddy.
You know what? It's a perfect place to stop. Oh, TJ boy. just dropped a refrigerator on Tom's head. I think we're good. TJ, tremendous work by you. As always, 97-1. All right. This child is a blessing to the both of us. All right, let's get to it, shall we? It's a football Friday. We will reset everything top of the hour. Michigan, Texas, Lions, Rams. And again, if someone would humor me, is there a single Spartan who gives a bleep about MSU Maryland? I'd love to talk to you. Because we all do as Spartans. And last week was horrifying. But David, Ticket Text, because I don't know that I've checked on Ticket Text in 2 hours, so I've done a bad job.
No, it's all well. All good. Michigan fan here. I am very worried about our offense, but I think our defense gives Quinn Ewers a run for his money, so score prediction 21-17 Texas, so they keep it close.
Yeah, it's right where I'm at. I like that could guess, and if you're in that type of game, it's a down-to-the-last-possession game. You will have the ball in the fourth quarter with a chance to win the game. That's how I see it, and maybe I'm underrating Texas. But I believe in Michigan's defense. I do believe in home field advantage collegiately. And I do believe in Quinn Ewers once in a great while pooping his pants. I just don't trust him.
So Sunday night in Ford Field, the Lions are going to rock the Rams. They're going to get smacked in the face. I am all in on the Lions this year. Okay.
If the Lions debut and drop a bomb on their opening opponent, that is as impressive as it gets. It'd be amazing. It would make for some fun radio, that's for sure. But I treat the NFL a lot different than college. I think it's very hard. Guys, this is a one-possession league. That's how it's designed.
Yeah, this isn't a video game. You will punt the ball. There will be three and outs. You won't win 70-0.
Such a hater.
Yeah.
Arch Manning will be playing in the mid-third quarter. Hook 'em horns. That is from Sean.
I listen, I'd be mighty impressed, and I won't even lie to you. I'd be pleased, because I hate you scumbags. But I don't see that happening. So, okay, Sean, hopefully you're clairvoyant.
Nick and Taylor says, I have no faith in Michigan. They'll lose by 10. The Lions will win a nail-biter. Okay. Michigan is...
I'm about to say, David, like I said, I see a one-score game. I mean, look at last night's game. Just when it looked like Kansas City was about to win this thing by double digits, it all went away and came down to the final play of the game.
I think it also – it's going to speak to Quinn Ewers' playmaking abilities. Look, I don't want to say anybody, but, I mean, Rico, a vast majority of quarterbacks, when they're kept clean and you put elite talent around them, and Texas has 11 five-stars and 44 stars – you can operate. Well, what happens when you don't get it your way? What happens when that pocket breaks down? What happens when I need you to be off platform? That's the part of Quinn Ewers' game that I don't trust. I don't see.
So, and you take nothing away from, and I know it was last season, but going into Alabama and winning?
I do, except Xavier Worthy's not here. And A.D. Mitchell's not here. And Jonathan Brooks is not here. I think it's – I personally feel like it's different. That was Quinn Ewers.
Not an Isaiah Bond person?
I don't – I just wouldn't put Isaiah Bond on the Xavier Worthy, A.D. Mitchell level, would you?
I mean, they went and got him out the portal, kind of how they got
I just don't think he's
Mitchell.
As good. Look, and again, they had Jatavion Sanders last year. It's another piece that was a major NFL talent, drafted by the Panthers early in the draft. So, look, Ewers – I don't care what you were 4 years ago, 3 years ago. I care right here, right now. There's a reason Quinn Ewers is not mentioned along with Shedeur Sanders, along with Carson Beck. The kid from USC.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just not talked about in those terms. And I kind of think this is who you are. I think he's good. I don't think he's great. And in order to go to a place like Ann Arbor with that D, I also worry about.
Could he almost be JJ like, where.
Yes.
You just do what you need to do to win the games.
Yeah. But can Texas do that with a third-string running back against Kenneth Grant and Mason Graham? See, that's the other thing. Those two are a brick wall. That's just 700 pounds of violence. And I need to see Texas navigate that because, in essence, that piece of Michigan's defense is Georgia. Mm-hmm. And I need to see it. I just am not ready. I'm sure as hell not ready to go lay 7 points. And I'm going to respect Michigan enough that – I do believe they'll stand up, and I think home field matters. Maybe I'm overrating that. I think it absolutely matters in college football. Go ahead, David. Sorry, I know we were a little verbose there.
OMG, driving down the road, and every time I hear Dono, I almost crashed the car. Hilarious.
Dono. If you don't understand what that is, Doug slipped up. And he, you know, I don't want to put words in Doug's mouth, but I mean, you know. He knows the guy, and I guess people close in the program call Donovan Edwards Dono, and Doug slipped up and called him Dono, and Gator and Kang curb-checked him on it. And naturally, you knew we were going to make a drop of it because it's ridiculous. Dono.
It was unreal. As a Michigan fan, Texas will be aggressive on the offensive line. It could get ugly quickly. The Lions might go 10-7 in a three-way tie in the North.
Look, okay. if it gets ugly, okay, this is it's very hard to say this because it ruins what I love about – loved, past tense, about college football. This is not a must-win game for either team. Michigan could lose, their season's not over. Texas, same thing. If you look bad, I think it's absolutely a window into who you are, and I think that's the stuff I take out of it. Look, if Michigan looks bad tomorrow, which I will be surprised, but if they do – Oh, I think that would lend itself to, geez, maybe Vegas has this right and they're an 8-4 team.
Yeah, because all of a sudden that USC game looks a lot more daunting.
A lot more games look a lot more daunting. There is no excuse as a really good football team to get worked at home. I don't care who you're playing.
No, but USC all of a sudden now has a defense with an offense. So, yeah.
Yes, David.
Spartans will look better offensively, but it'll be against better talent. So, 24-14, Childs will learn what a check down is, but not enough. Nick in KZ.
Yeah, if they score 14 points, this thing's irreparably broken.
Yeah, unless it's a hurricane in Maryland, yeah.
No, and I'm not mad at the texter. He may be right. What I'm looking for from MSU is it's different. Like, Michigan is in a different place. It's a different, you know, this is year zero for Jonathan Smith. I'm looking for competency. And really what I'm looking for are the concepts I fell in love with at Oregon State. I didn't see much of any of that last week. And I'm not going to nerd out. I mean, you know, if you're bored later, Rico, lend me your ear and I'll sing you a tune. I need to see what the hell we were supposed to be hiring, because I felt like it was Jay Johnson's playbook last week.
Yeah, it kind of looked like they didn't practice all summer.
Yeah, thank you. David, salt wound. Didn't need it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought Rico was going to talk, so I spoke instead.
You purport yourself to be a good man. You, sir, you're a bad person. You are currently.
And one more here. I fully expect both teams to lose. Confidence level for both is a 3.
Wow. Okay. Let's talk confidence game. We're going to talk all 3 games. Open phone lines. I know we had a bunch of scheduled things to do, and TJ joined us. If you want to get in, now's the time. 248-539-9797, and we will get straight to the people next. 97.1.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.